You may have seen the British comedy on PBS, Keeping Up Appearances, about Hyacinth Bucket. She insists pronouncing it bouquet. Hyacinth believes in keeping up appearances. She's intent on impressing people with who she is and what and who she knows and what she owns. She's superior to others, she thinks. Some of her lowbrow family members embarrass her terribly. She tries to bring her long-suffering husband, Richard, up to her standards, but she never succeeds. The comedy pokes fun at what Jesus warns the apostles and the Pharisees about in our gospel today. Appearances. Putting your trust in appearances. It's not things outside, like the house you live in, the car you drive, the job you have, the clothes you wear, the health regimen you follow, that count most. Appearances inevitably disappear. It's what's within you, what's in your heart, that remains. Now, certainly, Jesus wasn't against external things like washing your hands before you eat or cleaning the pots and pans afterwards. He knew the value of customs and external practices in society and religion, and he kept them himself. He knew outside things influence us, so he wasn't against a good home or a good job or a good life. It's extravagance he warns against. An excessive dependence on appearances that don't last. It's failing to pay attention to what's in the heart, the human heart, that he warns against. The world within is more important. That's what's in our hearts makes the difference. Our search for God ends there and nowhere else. You notice in today's gospel, Jesus seems to describe the world within as a battleground. What comes out of your heart can defile you, and it can defile the world around you, he says. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within, people from their hearts. From within come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile, Mark's gospel says. Now, we're not used to hearing that kind of negative description of ourselves these days. We like to see ourselves in a more positive light. We're beautiful people with gifts and talents and so forth. But take a look. Take a look out around us at the shootings, the murders, the rapes, the greed, the anger. Where do they begin? They begin in the human heart. And are those things absent from our own hearts? You know, the greatest saints call themselves the greatest sinners, and they're right. And yet God comes to dwell in our hearts. A few days ago, we celebrated the Feast of St. Augustine. He certainly understood the battleground of the human heart very well. In his confessions, he describes frankly his own unlikeness to God. And then God's grace brings him to see and to hear and to love. It wasn't his brilliant mind or human gifts that brought him to recognize God in his heart. It was the grace of God, which we all look for and we're all given. You know, listen to Augustine describe his conversion when the light that filled the universe came to rest in him. Urged to reflect on myself, I entered under your guidance the innermost places of my being, but only because you had become my helper was I able to do so. Late have I loved you. Beauty, ever ancient and ever new, late have I loved you. Lo, you were within, but I was outside seeking you there. And upon the shapely things you made, I rushed headlong, I misshapen. You were with me, but I was not with you. They held me back far from you, those things which would have no being were they not in you. You called, you shouted, you broke through my deafness, you flared, you blazed, you banished my blindness, you lavished your fragrance. I gasped, and now I pant for you. I tasted you, now I hunger and thirst. You touched me, and I burned for your peace. Does God wish to come to us as it did to him? Yes, God does.